morning and welcome to the Ancient World Morning Show. Hope you're having a great coffee and a great morning, or maybe a cup of tea. And we're on our second coffee today. The day started like this beautiful sunrise with just blue skies and sunny. Now it's a little bit grayer, but we had three full days now of fantastic weather. So we made a couple of videos yesterday. We went a little bit further than usual and then found a little paradise spot with a little tiny little beach and a river and some kind of fairy tale magical trees and everything. So that's going to be on the Patreon today around 1 o'clock. It's going to be published. So this is great fun with the new equipment. It makes the whole joy of making videos even better. So that was yesterday, and we also made a new episode this morning about the purgatory. So this was chapter 14. It's yet another variation, or kind of a different bit unique type of chapter, mostly about the two contemporaries from Dante, like their souls in the second terrace of envy, and they are complaining about Tuscany and Florence, like the decay and the kind of the collapse culturally and all the bad stuff. Dante is still, so when he writes Dante spends about 4 years on each of the three books. He was kicked out of Florence for the rest of his life in exile in 1301, 1302. And then all the way until he passed away in 1321. So he spent about 12 years, all in all 12, 13 years on writing the comedy, 4 years on each. So when he writes the purgatory, he's still a little bit closer. You can kind of feel it sometimes that the first book is even more strongly resentment against Florence. And then the second book is here and there, and it's a bit in paradise. But at that time, he lives in Ravenna, this beautiful little gem of a city in like 1 hour south of Venice. And by that time, I think he was a little bit more happy with some things at least, and he was a bit more established as a writer. So there's a bit more like humor in it at that point. But this chapter, number 14, is about two people, and then they talk about the lost glory also of Bologna and Romagna. And there are two examples of envy with a biblical story and a Greek myth. So you see it 100 times that he makes his point in 100 different ways with the combination of the old biblical stories and the Roman times, the Greek myth and philosophy, and then joining them together in a synthesis, and there's a rebirth that it becomes what Dante in large part is setting the first steps towards in the early 1300s. And then it starts really blooming and exploding in the 1400s. So that's it's episode 14 of the purgatory, the chapter purgatory. It's going to come in the middle of next week. And then we have two more news at the end here. We're going to have the second seminar with our old Italian school in Sicily, Taormina, Babylonia. So it's just a fantastic place. We spent a month there about 15 years ago learning, no, sorry, about 12 years ago. And then we studied Italian, and now they're having four seminars for free online. So on Friday, we're going to have La Storia di Sicilia. And then we're going to go through the whole history of Sicily on this web seminar online. So it's that'll be fun. And on Saturday, that's another thing. This is a little tip for everybody. So if you've been watching some videos and podcasts, we've been talking about sometimes about Mark Vernon. We also had an interview with him or a conversation. He's been doing 20-minute videos about Dante's Inferno the last couple of months, and now he has finished. So on Saturday there will be an online discussion at 5 p.m. British time, and I will send a link, so there's an invitation so people can join in if they want to. Just have to send him an email. I will also put his email there. And then for everyone who has, as he says here, who have been accompanying him some or all of the way, so he will continue with the journey into purgatory after Easter, but he now wants to kind of have an overall discussion. So that's all for this one, 5 minutes. And then I hope, as always, that you're having a great morning, and enjoying your coffee and have some great stuff to do today, some happy thoughts. And then, as always, just thank you so much for listening and see you again soon.